man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome, folks.
Flower field all day long. I can catch.
Thanks for joining us here
from dusk till dawn.
In the Trump clubhouse, as it were. You're tuned into the Trump phenomenon. I'm James Kelso, your host for the next 1 hour. And you're welcome to call in, participate yourself at 800-313-9443. I will be on for from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, as we are Monday through Friday. And Sundays we are with you 2 hours from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. Wherever you may be hearing this show, sponsored through the good offices of the Republic Broadcasting Network, beaming out there all over the world. And please help republicbroadcasting.org out. You appreciate this show. Or whoever, you know, if you're hearing this show somewhere else, help those guys out too. And to help anybody out in that you are aware of in our cause. And Donald Trump is our standard bearer, so we'll talk about it today as we do 6 days a week here on, I knew I forgot something, October, get my eyes, peer over the top of my glasses, the bottom of my screen, October 9th, 2019, and some exciting things coming up. I will talk about those in our brief hour together. Donald Trump will be in Minneapolis on Thursday. He'll be in Lake Charles, Louisiana on Friday. He'll be in Dallas, Texas on the 27th. Am I remembering that wrong? Let's see. On the 17th, he'll be in Dallas. And the Demon Rat dumpster fire debate is coming up, I think, on the 12th. Correct me on any time I get a fact wrong, folks. Just pick up that phone and dial into the engineers and correct old Kelso. I think it's on the 12th. It's the Demon Rat dumpster fire debate, and that will be something to behold. I'll tell you the thing giving me the most encouragement right now. I'll tell you, I saw a show last night in which paired together two of my all-time heroes right now are Joe DiGenova and Rudy Giuliani. And I got a twofer last night after the radio show. I turned on Fox, and there they were, both of them, on, I think, Laura Ingraham's show? They were on Laura Ingraham's show. And, oh, my goodness, were they good. These two guys really have the best grasp of the magnitude of this crime, magnitude of the crime. Both of these patriots have put a lot of people behind bars, tried a lot of cases, defended a lot of innocent people. And so they understand crime, and they understand that the crime that's been committed against you, against every patriot who voted for Donald Trump, against our country, and then against Donald Trump himself, is the greatest in our history. Now, what gave me hope was the look on Joe DiGenova's face last night as he said to Laura Ingraham, and he's done this now for a couple of weeks. He rolls his eyes, looks off into the distance, and a big grin comes across his face, and he's basically saying, something big is coming. Something big and beautiful is coming. So Joe DiGenova knows something. He's not the kind, Joe DiGenova doesn't make stuff up. And he doesn't clown around. So I take it from the tell on his face and in his voice and in his words that something big and beautiful is coming. And it's coming. He always says this in the context of things like the John Durham investigation, the investigating of Bill Barr, the work Bill Barr is doing. And he is saying that the other shoe is about to drop, that those people who perpetrated the greatest crime in American history, who are the very same people now perpetrating the Ukraine hoax, the fake anonymous whistleblower, who is, I call him fake, and that he's not a whistleblower. He's simply a CIA operative who is participating in a fully coordinated teamwork fashion with the mainstream media and the demon rat party. It's simply packaged as a whistleblower operation. It's simply another destroy Trump operation. And boy, is this one lame. This is the lamest yet. Donald Trump should be impeached. Nancy Pelosi getting way too excited, way too fast, calling for the impeachment inquiry, unwilling to call for an impeachment vote. Kangaroo court, folks. Kangaroo court. A proceeding headed by completely non-standardly by Adam Schiff, not by the Judiciary Committee, but by Adam Schiff's investigation intelligence committee. They expect Pelosi, Schiff, and these other Robespierres. These are our modern day Robespierres. They expect Republicans and patriots to appear before a kangaroo tribunal with no right to counsel, no right to face their accused, secret charges, court held in secret, no counsel or defendant allowed, under penalty of perjury, must answer unlimited subpoenas or face new charges. This, folks, is a kangaroo court. I forget what they called whatever the kangaroo court that was held before you had your head chopped off in the French Revolution. That's what this is. And God bless Donald Trump, who just told them to take a hike. He's not going to cooperate with this. He's not going to dignify this with any recognition. So and imagine what the world must look like from Donald Trump's perspective. He said it the other day when he said, well, you know, the Mueller fraud went down. I faced that for 2.5 years. Then after the Mueller fraud goes down, sinks like a rock, I get three days off. And then I'm walking into an important meeting at the UN with one of the world leaders, and I'm handed a note. Oh, they want to impeach me. And we're right back at it. Nancy Pelosi, right back at it. Attack Donald Trump, attack him in any way. And the folks, the story is what Donald Trump said the first week, after 1 week in the White House, he said what was the adjective he used? I don't know, it wasn't deeper, it wasn't dirtier, but he was saying the swamp is worse than I knew, than any of us knew. And he knows it now, he knows it even more, and we all know it even more. The swamp is incredibly deep. One of the latest things illustrating the depth of the swamp is that the National Basketball Association appears to now be run by Xi Jinping out of Red China. And what are we learning here? The Red Chinese have many billions of dollars invested in Hollywood, in television, in American sports, everywhere throughout America. And they are calling shots. They are running. They have huge investments in the social media. That's why Google jumps to their tune. When China says, we want you to build us a platform, Google just says, okay, we'll build it to your standards here that include your communist Chinese censorship and spying parameters. Microsoft, Bill Gates, he jumps to the Red Chinese tune. He builds huge campuses, he calls them, of dirt cheap engineers, he calls them, who work for Microsoft rather than hiring Americans. He sucks money out of America. Do you think people in China pay for Microsoft products? Do you think there's one single sucker in all of China who actually paid for Windows or Winblows, as some people say it? No, of course not. That's for Americans are the kind of people that pay for garbage from Microsuck. But meanwhile, Bill Gates shares everything with the Red Chinese in his campuses there and then also in India. So the deep state, even deeper than we ever knew, and it does appear now that it will never end. That if Donald Trump is in office for 8 years, every day will be marked by more attacks, new attacks by the same team, the media rats, the demon rats. And this is one that's been added for many patriotic Americans didn't really, they had a fairly high view of the FBI and maybe even of the CIA, not anymore. And those two agencies will never recover any reputation with any patriot in America. They have been completely exposed and discredited as worthless, anti-patriotic, un-American, anti-American agencies, not just at the very top, from stem to stern. Sure, there might be some good people in there somewhere, but, you know, you need cover. You need cover. You're going to run a rotten operation, and both of those are rotten operations. America didn't know this. Now we do. Patriotic America. Now we do. Thanks to Donald Trump, who, in his fireside chat with us today, is saying some pretty darn interesting things. He says, well, let's look at his most recent tweet. Let me hit refresh. 65.5 million followers, the all-time on Donald Trump's account. And so pathetic, he writes 7 hours ago, to see sleepy Joe Biden, who with his son Hunter, and to the detriment of the American taxpayer, has ripped off at least two countries for millions of dollars, calling for my impeachment. Now, Joe Biden did that today. Isn't that amazing? Calling for the impeachment of the President of the United States, a corrupt, totally corrupt individual like Joe Biden. But in the psychopathology of evil, that is what you expect. Projection, reversal, charging righteous, good people with your own crimes is what you, that is part of the psychopathology of evil people. And I did nothing wrong, writes Donald Trump. Joe's failing campaign gave him no other choice. He writes, Laura Ingraham, I'll intersperse a comment here from Laura Ingraham, who was hosting that amazing show last night with Joe DiGenova and Rudy Giuliani. She says the Democrats are now willing to hurt our economy and the economy of Mexico, all to deny Trump a win on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. Mexico is urging Pelosi to pass it. Well, of course, it's even worse than that. The Democrats are now willing to do anything. They are willing to do, they're willing to see America go down. They're willing to crash our economy, to destroy our nation. They're willing to do anything to defeat not just Trump. What bothers them about Trump is that he represents righteousness. He represents goodness. He's not supposed to be there. He's not supposed to be at the top. That this is an unimaginable thing for these evil people who have run our country for a long time. Oh, speaking of that, an amazing thing I saw today on the Neil Cavuto show. Now, folks, I've been saying it recently, and I'm more and more convinced I'm right. Neil Cavuto's a rat. He is among the rats at Fox. He is an anti-Trumper, a never-Trumper. He hates Donald Trump. He won't say that. He won't openly say it. But today, Neil Cavuto showed it. As I said, these people are outing themselves. He had on as his guest, Ronna Romney McDaniel. Mitt Romney is her uncle. Ronna Romney McDaniel. She's the chairman of the Republican National Committee, made so by Donald Trump, who was so impressed with her work as the state Republican chairman in Michigan, which she helped Donald Trump carry. Brilliantly, both of them brilliantly. So Neil Cavuto has her on, and this rat, this stinking worm, Neil Cavuto, he jabs at this lovely, patriotic woman, Romney McDaniel, by referring to the fact, well, Mitt Romney, we all know, Mitt Romney hates Donald Trump. Mitt Romney is a rat, like Neil Cavuto. And so Neil Cavuto, I'll tell you what, if Donald Trump was watching this, he was irate. He keeps pestering Ronna Romney McDaniel with the fact that her uncle doesn't like Donald Trump. And he's trying to drive a wedge between Ronna Romney McDaniel and the president. So he asks her, what do you think, Ronna, when you hear Donald Trump call your uncle an ass? And of course, Donald Trump has called this ass, Mitt Romney, an ass. I mean, how uncouth of Cavuto. He's trying to drive a wedge, and Ronna Romney McDaniel handles it beautifully, does not waver at all in her loyalty to the patriot cause and to the Trump phenomenon. She is wonderful. And Cavuto, his lips are almost quivering. Actually, they are quivering as he engages in his snake-like, worm-like behavior, trying to undermine Donald Trump. That's what he does. That's what these guys that are on the who pretend to somehow be somewhat conservative. Typical nastiness. We'll be right back. Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now.
The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
That's right. We're back, folks. Let me play a little audio here of the president. I hate to go through a whole show without playing something from the president. This is Donald Jr. puts up a tweet, which his father retweets, that saying, well, here's what he says. Donald Trump Jr. says, he says, ah, good times. Happy third anniversary to one of the great comebacks of all time. And it's the third anniversary of what? What happened on October 9th, 2016? Well, that was the second Hillary versus Donald Trump presidential debate. In St. Louis, Missouri. And so here's a little clip that the president posted, and his comment is, "Crooked Hillary should try it again." And we see in the shot that you can't see, the president, you may remember this, the two of them were walking around the stage and holding a microphone, each of them, and debating. And here's how it went.
first debate, we had millions of people fact-checking, so I expect we'll have millions more fact-checking because, you know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
Let me play that again. You got to remember that. It was one of the great lines. Oh, play it again.
In real time, last time at the first debate, we had millions of people fact-checking. So I expect we'll have millions more fact-checking because, you know, it is it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Because you'd be in jail.
Secretary.
Oh, and you know, I'll tell you what, it may well be that, you know, several things went wrong after Donald Trump was elected. One of them was Jeff Sessions. And it may turn out that the wimpy, what happened? What happened to Jeff Sessions? Where is it? Has anybody seen him? But it was Jeff Sessions as Attorney General, Donald Trump's first original Attorney General. It was his job to prosecute Hillary Clinton for her crimes. And of course, he did nothing. One of the most mysterious no-shows of American history, Jeff Sessions. And, you know, it turns out the crimes of Hillary turn out to be, actually, people talk about the 30,000 plus deleted emails. It turns out that there were many, many more. And it turns out that the FBI, as it was one of the FBI, someone in the FBI looking at Anthony Weiner's confiscated computer, found many, many thousands of Hillary Clinton emails on Anthony Weiner's laptop. And I'm forgetting some names now, but Anthony Weiner's love interest, wasn't she Hillary's campaign? She was either a campaign, she was a high aide or officer in the Hillary campaign. And so, well, there you have it. It turns out, though, that she has much more criminality than people knew back when we were all chanting, lock her up, lock her up. Jeff Sessions dropped the ball. But it's never too late to prosecute her. There's no statute of limitations on the kinds of crimes that she committed. And if there were, it's not in any way near being up. So, yeah, Hillary should be prosecuted. But isn't it interesting? She really is contemplating getting into this race. And the president's comment, Hillary, Crook and Hillary should try it again. Here's another one. This latest whistleblower, the ICIG, which I take it means the Intelligence Community Inspector General. This guy, his name escapes me at the moment. Donald Trump comments about this clown. He says,
then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a
temper. Oh, we'll get to it right after this break.
Beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing.
Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Big John, Big John.
Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John, Big John.
Big Bad John,
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, he kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans.
Where he let's go to our callers. We've got Kevin in West Virginia. That's Kevin there in West Virginia. Tom in Florida. Rob in Illinois. And let us go start with you, Kevin. In West Virginia, you're on the air.
Hey, James. I hope you're having a great and wonderful night.
Thank you, Kevin. What's on your mind?
All of this whole thing, this time, it's all on my mind. This whole impeachment thing, this whole media alchemy, them changing this, you know, from Hunter and Joe Biden, who actually, you know, did this, and Joe Biden on video, saying, hey, I'm going to withhold, the $1 billion of aid money if you don't fire the prosecutor. I just don't understand how they can take what somebody else has done and try to make this stick to Donald Trump. I just don't. It's clear and it's evident that Trump didn't do this, that Biden did this. There's videos of him doing this. And it's more than that. It's way more than that.
Well, yes, and this is new for all of us, Kevin. This is new. Trump has brought us something new. He has so completely exposed the criminality. And these are bad people that have been running our country and running the world for all of your lifetime and my lifetime. And so, yes, it is. It seems insane. Donald Trump is as pure as a driven snow. He's utterly innocent of any of these things. He's a hero. And the crimes, of course, all the crimes committed by the Democrats. But this is the psychopathology of evil. They will accuse you as the good person. You are the evildoer. And as it so often happens with that psychopathology, they won't just accuse you of any crime. They'll accuse you of exactly the crime of which they're guilty. And they're doing it over and over again.
I agree with that. I mean, you were talking about this whistleblower earlier. I don't even believe there's even a such thing. This is like you. I think this is made up. This is fake. The real whistleblower here is Donald Trump exposing the blowing the whistle on their crimes. I mean, it's all for us or in public. But ultimately, he's the real whistleblower here.
Yeah, well, this is very high stakes poker that our enemies are playing. They're going all in on several things. They're going all in on their bet that with control of the media, they can control the public's mind and prevent the revolution, which is what they're going to get. If they lose that bet, they're going to get a revolution, and it's not going to be pretty for them. They're going all in on their bet that they can accuse the good guy of their misdeeds and get away with it. They're going all in on the fact, on their bet that they can stage crimes. So you're right. The whistleblower is there probably is some person who is, designated, he's not the designated hitter. He's a designated whistleblower.
Yeah.
He's all set up. He's in their lineup. And they'll bring him off the bench when they need him. But you're right about all of that, Kevin.
And the one question I actually really had for you, this whole thing with Adam Schiff, him reading this fake transcript, and then the transcript gets put to the Psycho Joe. When are we ever going to learn about learn a real investigation about the dead intern that was found in his office? Just wondering. You don't hear it. Nobody really talks about that too much. But I'm curious, though, of your thoughts. I think Adam Schiff should be held for treason, what he did. Do you feel that what he did with the fake, reading a fake transcript? Okay.
Absolutely an act of treason. And I'll tell you, Kevin, this is nail-biting because it could go either way. But this is a very, very exciting, crucial moment in the history of our people. Because everything is at stake. But these people, our enemies, are being exposed, completely exposed. Well, they're risking being completely exposed. Donald Trump has started to uncover them, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And the exciting thing, this is what I saw. I began this show with that twinkle in Joe DiGenova's eye and that ear-to-ear grin when he told Laura Ingraham, just wait. He said, very soon, in a matter of weeks, the big one is coming. And so Joe DiGenova is onto something. It's either that John Durham or Bill Barr or somebody inside of the Justice Department, somebody who is on our side, and on our side, folks, simply means an honest person, just a good person, a real patriot. That's the side that he's on. Such a person exists and has some power right now and is interviewing witnesses, taking depositions, putting together a grand jury, putting together an indictment. Something like this is happening. This is what DiGenova is telling us. He's not a guy who puffs things up. If anything, he understates stuff. So Joe DiGenova is giving me really reason for hope here that something big is coming soon.
That's all I had for you, Mr. James. I hope you have a great and wonderful show.
Well, thank you, buddy, as always. And let me just give a correction here to myself. The engineer correctly points out I misstated the date for the demon rat dumpster debate, which is not the 12th, as I stated, it's the 15th, October 15th in Otterbein, Ohio. So we have that to look forward to. Let's go to Tom in Florida. Tom, you're on the air.
Yeah, good evening, James. First off, James, it was Uma Abedin that was with Anthony Weiner. They were married, and he's a Jew, and she's an Arab, and they have a kid, and he was going for younger girls on the internet. So you know, the girl's name was Uma Abedin, and there was probably 133,000 emails that Hillary had on Weiner's computer. But getting back to your last caller, Kevin, let me help him out a little bit. They're called the spin doctors or spin meisters, whatever you want to call them, Kevin. Joe Biden's son got kicked out of the Navy for being a cokehead. You know, Trump never says too much about that. The media keeps that quiet about Biden's son as being a big-time crackhead and druggie, whatever he was. He was in the Navy, and he got booted out. And this guy's now all of a sudden a millionaire. Biden's worth how many millions of dollars these people have stolen out of Washington from the average taxpayers. Disgraceful and disgusting. But James, I'm going to give you.
But Tom, let me stay
James,
on your.
We all have to get to the facts, James.
Tom, do me a favor. Make your big point your first point. Okay. You brought some great material.
James, I don't call your show enough to give. I call your show maybe once a month now.
Okay.
Go
with your final point. What is your final point?
My final point is this, James. You know what? You talk a lot about Trump, but let me tell you, James. If Donald Trump doesn't stop this immigration invasion with sanctuary cities, and he allows Texas to go blue, and your whole show should be about Trump and the immigration of the Texas going blue and California is already gone, the Florida and Arizona. You need to understand, James, once Texas has gone blue, you know what, Donald Trump or Donald Trump, it doesn't matter because the Republican Party is going to be wiped out because, you know what, they're using these illegals to become citizens to make them vote Democrat.
Yes.
They want the free handouts.
Yes.
And you better face the fact, James. You need to face the fact. You're not facing the fact that Donald Trump has not done nothing since he's been president to arrest these people in these sanctuary cities, these governors, these mayors, these commissioners, these city councilmen. James, you're talking about all this Trump, but until I see Donald Trump do something like that, I don't believe anything Trump. And
I hear your point.
James,
you stated your point.
I hope you understand that. I hope everybody who's listening to the audience understands that. I live in South Florida. I know what immigration is.
Yeah, okay, but Tom,
okay?
Tom, you made your point. Your point is clear.
I hope I did.
Now it's my turn to answer. Okay.
Go ahead. I'll stay on the air and listen.
Right. And,
I want to say to you.
Do that, Tom. Tom, thank you. Listen on the air. And I'm now answering Tom's point. Tom seems to be upset at the wrong person. He's upset that Donald Trump isn't doing enough.
James, you have heard
Tom, I'm not going to misstate anything you said. Please listen on the air, okay? I don't want to have a shouting match on the radio. Engineer, please put him on the air or put him on the, you know, put him off the air. And now I'm answering you, Tom. Donald Trump is, in fact, you know, and it's amazing. I can't believe the people who don't get it, that Donald Trump is the patriot friend, that he, in fact, is doing tremendous things. No, he is not. He is not a betrayal. He is not doing nothing. How can you possibly look at what Donald Trump is doing and think somehow this is not good enough for me, or I don't like this, you know, or, you know, it's like, what planet are you on, Tom? Donald Trump is the guy who said we are not a nation unless we have borders. He is the guy who is doing, he's risking his life, doing more than you are or I am to build the wall. He's doing much more than you are or than I am. So for you to come up and like you get on your soapbox and you're going to tell us what's wrong with Donald Trump and you've got a better idea and a better plan, Tom, please, no, incorrect. All right, let's go to Rob in Illinois. Rob, you're on the air.
Hey, Council.
Yeah, go ahead, Rob. What's on your mind?
Yeah, let's not bench Tom. We need Tom. Tom does good things. We need to.
Notice.
Like you.
Wait, Rob. Did I bench him? When I say Tom, you're on the air. Is that a way of benching him?
No, but what you did. Look,
I don't need to say Tom.
This is not my topic.
All I have to do is not call out Tom's name and he doesn't appear on the air at all. Okay. So I don't do that. But when Tom gets on the air and he's going to tell me what's wrong with Trump, okay, and I don't get the picture and I don't get it, you know, and there's some great insight about Trump that Tom is having that somehow Kelso is in denial. No, wrong. Wrong. And I'll tell you what, the 20,000 people that are going to be roaring their approval of Donald Trump in the Target Center in Minneapolis the day after tomorrow, okay, they're not clueless people. I think that this very, very small number of people who think they're on the right and who don't like Donald Trump, I think they're the ones who don't get it. But now, Rob, go ahead and make your point. Camp are you in, Rob? Rob? Yes, Rob. Okay, go ahead, Rob. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, we're not doing as much as Donald Trump and his administration because we're not Donald Trump, the president, and the administration. So, of course, we're not doing as much as he. You know, it is a positive. He is fighting the globalists. He is going after worldwide corruption. This is the plus. That's a good action.
And what's the negative?
The negative is the things that, you know, the things he's not doing. You know, the things that we were like, don't agree
such
with.
Such as?
And the inaction is this immigration thing is a big, it's a big debacle. And I don't want to talk, this is not why I'm calling him. I called in because you mentioned Sessions. Okay? Here's the thing. You're not up to date, and because you're not up to date, Kelso, you're misinformed. Sleepy Sessions, as we wanted to call him, and was what we believed that he did nothing, recusing himself from the Russian investigation, was not exactly Sleepy Sessions. Sleepy Sessions actually put Durham on the case. Sleepy Sessions in March, April, May, June of 2017, he was the AG. And he, as being the AG, they started investigating Ukraine. See, the real collusion, the real corruption, the real seed of all this is in the Ukraine. And that, even though Sessions recused himself from the Russian investigation, it allowed him to go after the Ukraine, which was all this bed of corruption.
Where is this going?
Sessions, his name? We're all going to be kicking ourselves. His name is going to go up there with General Flynn and Admiral Rogers because Fletch Sessions did do stuff. Okay? I'm telling you, everything that's happening now, this whole Russian, this whole thing with coming out with Ukraine is because of the investigations that the DOJ with Sessions started. That's where all this is coming from. And then, of course, you had Rudy Giuliani. And people got a question, Kevin. If you want to know what's going on and so on, people just got to listen to the Giuliani interviews, wherever he's at, whether it be on CNN, MSNBC, Fox, wherever he goes, wherever they'll have him, he's been laying it out. He's been going,
yes, I've been singing Giuliani's praises day and night. I love him.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you know that they've been having, or they've had, or maybe still in process of, that they've been having grand juries on this whole, all this Ukraine stuff? In Austria, dealing with Ukraine? Did you know any of that?
I was unaware of that.
No, definitely.
Give me a final point here.
Well, this whole whistleblower stuff coming out, whatever, because these people don't got a clue. They're desperate. They're trying to find out information. There's grand juries going on all around the United States for the people that have been doing the furious deeds. And they don't have a clue because the leaks in that White House, which we knew of when Sessions was there, and there was leakage, leaking phone calls, leaking documents, leaking everything, those leaks have come to a slow and a slow and a slow to almost a stop. These people are desperate. They have no information. So basically what they've been doing is making plays to get them to force them to release information. This whole whistleblower thing was, again, trying to get them to force information out because they don't know where these grand juries are. Okay. They don't know who's being indicted.
All right, that's an interesting point. Interesting point, Rob. Thank you very much. It's the truth. All right, well, thank you. All right, let's go to Joe in... Have I got my names wrong here? Engineer, help me out. Who's next? Let's go to Joe in New York, please.
Oh, hey, Jamie.
Yeah,
what's
up, buddy?
How many hours early are you going to go to it?
Oh, you know, I still don't know. I could go. I could go to the Trump rally in Minneapolis. It'd be very, very hard for me to do it. I want to go desperately. It's too complicated to explain on the air, but I'll tell you what. I am Donald Trump is definitely going to try to carry Minnesota, which means he's going to come to Minnesota several times in this campaign. So I'm pretty confident I'll get to attend another Trump rally or more than one Trump rally. Hang on, Joe. We'll catch you on the other side of the break.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have to close out the show here. We're up to the top of the hour. And you know what? I'll tell you what. I've been searching in vain during this show, during the breaks. I've been searching in vain in YouTube to find the recording of the amazing exchange that occurred last night on Laura Ingraham's show, her guests being Joe DiGenova and Rudy Giuliani, these two giants in our cause. Had an amazing conversation with Laura Ingraham. So I've been trying to find it. You know, in years past, I put in my search was Laura Ingraham 10/8/19. That's the date of the show and the name of the show. That should bring up what? Her show for yesterday. And folks, something's going on at YouTube, because link after link that I click on is a bogus link. YouTube putting them up on their, the top 20 links they're putting up. None of them give me what I requested. There's something going on. This has never happened quite this way before. I'm getting 1 second clips. I mean, non-existent clips. It just starts and stops instantly. It's a dysfunctional, non-functional thing. Effectively, what it means is that YouTube, somebody at YouTube, is making sure that amazing segments like Laura Ingraham's show last night are not seen on YouTube. That's my point. Somebody inside of YouTube is sabotaging Patriot video. Now, we know this is happening, but we don't know the extent of it. But I'm telling you, I'm witnessing an instance of it right here on this show tonight. I can't get that Laura Ingraham segment that I normally would have. I would play it for you. It's wonderful. You'd hear these great men, DeGeneva and Giuliani and this great woman Ingraham, but you're not going to hear them because I can't find it, because some left-wing puke at YouTube has made sure that that on that search, everything that comes up is bogus. I'm going to continue looking when I close the microphone here and end the show and see how long it takes me to find that segment from last night. That years past, it would have been, in years past, I could click on a search like that and get it on the fly live on the show. I could get it that quickly. While I'm talking to you, I could be clicking with my hands, get the segment, click on it, and there it comes. And it was authentic. And tonight, during all of the breaks, I spent minutes and minutes in vain. So something's going on. This is very, very, very serious for our future, fellow patriots, is that if the social media and the companies like YouTube, if they, these left-wing outfits, they're trying to deny us our ability to communicate. Basic application of 1984. George Orwell. Well, I'll let you know how I do tomorrow night when we meet up again here in the Trump Clubhouse. So long.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.